the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad. Wa ala alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin la siyama baqiyatillahi fil aradin ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-sharif. We've been reflecting on the verses 45 to 48 of chapter 33, which is Surat Ahzab, about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This passage starts with Ya ayyuhan nabi inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashshiran wa nadhira. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet, O Prophet, truly we have sent you as a witness, as a giver of good news or glad tidings, and as a warner. وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ. I think this is a very profound concept. Someone who invites people, who calls people towards Allah with Allah's blessing, with Allah's leave. What does it mean? دَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ. What does it mean to call people towards God with the permission of God Himself? Does it mean that for guiding people towards God you should get permission? Is it like some actions that can be forbidden if you don't have permission, and if you have permission it becomes permitted? I cannot enter house of someone without permission. So is it like this? So is it bad to talk about God if you don't have permission? If any person in any part of the world, from any religious community, from any tradition, if he invites people towards God, is it bad? He needs specific permission from God. What does it mean? I think it doesn't mean this. Bi'idhnillah, I think, has another meaning. Let us reflect on some verses of the Quran in which this idea of bi'idhnillah is mentioned, and then inshallah hopefully we would be able to explain what does this mean. About the miracles of Isa ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam, this phrase is frequently mentioned. For example, in chapter 3, Al Imran, verse 49, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَرَسُولًا إِلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. A messenger, an apostle, which was sent to Bani Israel. You know, there is a discussion whether the mission of Isa alayhi salam was restricted to Bani Israel or he had the universal mission. There is a discussion here. But for sure, he began at least his mission with inviting Bani Israel. So I don't want to say that his mission was not universal, but he was sent, first of all, to Bani Israel. أَنِّي قَدْ جَئْتُكُمْ بِآيَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. When he went to guide Bani Israel, he said, I have brought you a sign from your Lord. What is the sign? أَنِّي أَخْلُقُ لَكُمْ مِّنَ الطِّينِ كَهَيْئَةِ الطَّيْرِ. I am going to make out of clay a statue of a bird. فَأَنْفُخُ فِي. Then I am going to blow into it. فَيَكُونُ طَيْرًا. Then it will become a bird. But this is not something that someone like Isa, despite his greatness, can do without permission from God. بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ فَيَكُونُ طَيْرًا bi'iznillah. For sure, this bi'iznillah is not a legislative permission. It's not that, for example, this is something that if you don't have permission for, it's haram. If he didn't have permission for this, he could not have done it. When you don't have legislative permission, still you can do it. But then it's not permissible. But this is something that without permission from God, no one can do it. So this permission is not just to say, okay, I don't mind if you do it. It's much more than that.
Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow. His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. Down this road that holds all the answers. Open your heart to something greater.
His holy book speaks pure and true, and always tells us what we must do. His last prophet was sent as a guide, an example by which we abide.
There is salvation for those who seek to find the one and only source of peace and understanding of why we are here, who created us, who we must fear.
So what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
وَأُبْرَعُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَسِ. I am also curing those who suffer from some illnesses. وَأُحْيَ الْمَوْتَى بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And I give life back to the dead. I revive the dead with the leave of Allah. وَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا تَأْكُلُونَ وَمَا تَدَّخِرُونَ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ. I'm also going to inform you about what you eat. You eat something in your house, I know what you eat and I can inform you. Or I eat you about what you have stored in your houses. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. In this verse, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ is mentioned twice. And if someone just reads this verse, may think that بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ is needed for two things and not for the rest. Because it says, فَأَنْفُخُ فِي فَيَكُونُ طَيْرًا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And then, وَأُحْيَ الْمَوْتَى بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. But أُبْرُهُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَاسِ is not followed by بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا تَأْكُلُونَ وَمَا تَدَّخِرُونَ is not followed by بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Maybe someone, if just reads this verse, thinks that بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ is for giving life to a bird or giving life to a dead person. But there is another verse which makes it clear that everything, every miracle needs إِذْنِ اللَّهِ. In chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, number 110, Allah says, وَإِذْ تَخْلُقُ مِنَ الطِّينِ كَهَيْئَةِ الطَّيْرِ بِإِذْنِي. Even making the statue of a bird is with my permission. فَتَنْفُقُ فِيهَا فَتَكُونُ طَيْرًا بِإِذْنِي. Then you blow into it and becomes a bird with my permission. وَتُبْرُهُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَسِ بِإِذْنِي. وَإِذْ تُخْرَجُ الْمَوْتَى بِإِذْنِي. So every single thing that he did was with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it doesn't need to be a great miracle. Any kind of miracle is بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. But maybe there is a difference between some of these بِإِذْنِي. وَإِذْ تَخْلُقُ مِنَ الطِّينِ كَهَيْئَةِ الطَّيْرِ بِإِذْنِي. Maybe up to this stage is not a miracle. استخلق من الطين كهيئة الطير بإذني فتنفخ فيها فتكون طيرا بإذني. The first permission maybe is just legislative. Or if it is generative, it's generative permission that every person has for doing what he does. I speak. If Allah doesn't permit me, I cannot speak. I walk. I wake up. I go to sleep. For everything we need, the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, تَخْلُغُ مِنَ الطِّينِ كَهَيَّةَ الطَّيْرِ بِإِذْنِ. This first one can be a general permission, either legislative permission or generative permission, in the sense that every person does something only when Allah lets that happen. But فَتَنْفُخُ فِيهَا فَيْتَكُونُ طَيْرًا بِإِذْنِ, it's something else. This is much more. This is something that is not Allah letting this happen. Allah must do it for you. Allah must give you the agency to do it. It's much more than that. Or tubru al-akmaha wal-amras bi-idhni wa tukhriju al-mauta bi-idhni. So we can understand that in the Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to his permission, to his leave, it has different types. Sometimes it's general. Sometimes it's only when something very special is going to happen. When something miraculous is going to happen. When something that only an agent of God can do it. You get the point? So these are not the same.
I'm looking back throughout the years to breathe as hard. And my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light. Now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know?
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to understand deeply the message of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to apply it to our lives and the lives of the community and the humanity, inshallah. May Allah enable us to be always on the right path with Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us and our children generation by generation to be amongst the best followers of Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. And may Allah make the last moment of our life the best moment of our life. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
Amid the confusion, the chaos and the pain, a man emerged and Muhammad was his name. And walking with nothing but Allah as his aid, and the mark of a prophet between his shoulder blades. In a cave in Mount Hira, the revelation came. Read, O Muhammad, read in Allah's name. May the blessings of Allah be on al-Mustafa. None besides him could have been al-Mujtaba. Muhammad, peace be upon his soul. The greatest of prophets, Islam was his only goal. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسن الجميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله محمد peace be upon his soul. The greatest of prophets, Islam was his only goal.